This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Oh, good morning, Canada. Zucchino, Weeks in studio together. This is not going to happen too often the rest of the way in terms of PGA Tour because
right.
You're going to be in Ottawa next week
for
the CP Canadian Women's Open.
Then you're going to be on
FedEx Cup playoffs, which is at least one, if not two events. Then we're both gone for the FedEx Cup.
President's Cup.
There's too many. This is cup season. I don't know what to do. Prescott, then the road to the Stanley Cup's going to start soon. I don't know what to do. I'm a little out of sorts this morning. You're probably going to have to correct me over the next 90 minutes.
Okay.
I forgot. I was about to listen to our feed this morning and realize that you'll have to plug in the headphones before I hear anything.
Yes. Why can't I hear anything?
Yeah. There's lots going on in the studio.
You're not Bluetooth.
Not yet. Anyway. How was your week? Okay.
Not bad. Got one round of golf in, which is the first in a little bit after the travels and stuff. But yeah, good.
I know we had TV this week, but and we will hear from Justin Thomas. If you missed our 1 hour PGA Championship wrap up special, Bob went one on one with the latest young gun to grab
JT.
A major, JT. He's bringing sexy back. Bob, I'm actually talking about. We're going to run that interview in the next segment. But just, you know, to put a little bow on it, how did you feel about it? And the reason I ask you this is because I am truly under the belief that the world is so angry and crazy right now. And it's not a lovely place.
Sure is.
Okay, it is. It's not a good place. And I'm not trying to make light of that. I wake up every day and put on the news and just am more shocked of the information coming across my screen. But it's not, the golf world is not bulletproof from this. The golf world is also going crazy because when we were at Erin Hills, all we heard was, it's too easy, blah, 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 blah. And now we're at the PGA Championship. It was tough. It's too tough. It's boring.
Oh, I know.
People can't be happy. Were you happy with this?
You know what? Here's a perfect example of that. So I was sitting in the press room at one point, and I'm looking at my Twitter feed, and I see this tweet from Brad Fritsch. This is on Sunday. Brad is a noted tweeter out there, and he says, boy, I can't believe how boring this PGA Championship is. And I look at the leaderboard, and there's five guys tied for the lead. So I wrote back to him. I said, Brad, come on. There's five guys tied for the lead. How can you say it's boring? And then he just wrote back, Bob, dot, dot, dot. He was, you know, we need a sarcasm emoji.
Right, right.
But I had people who were in my Twitter feed saying that they thought it was boring.
You know what? I heard the same thing.
And I don't know where. And I thought it was good. I thought it was, the course was really tough, and it was so tough that it was more U.S. Open-like than what we normally get at the PGA. You consider the 36-hole lead was 8-under, and the winning score was 8-under.
That's kind of U.S. Open-ish right there, right?
And I don't know. I can't remember if I said this on TV. I think I did. But I think that the PGA set the course up very difficult every day because they were expecting rain. And every day, these rain showers would go all around the golf course, but it wouldn't land on the course.
Right.
So I think they were protecting against it being soft and going to 22 or 23 under or something. But I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was good. I think we had some good stories. You had Hideki Matsuyama. You had Patrick Reed making a run. You had Graeme Dillette with that crazy stretch of holes. So I thought it was fun.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, who are two of the top four players of the year, five players of the year? You would have JT and Hideki right off the top of your mouth, along with Jordan and Dustin, if you're talking about probably the four best players this year. And two of them are sitting at the top of the leaderboard. So if you identify a champion like that, I think the championship did its job.
I think so.
It's that simple.
I agree.
So we got a great show. We got Lori Kane coming in today. She's going to talk with us. Lori going to play the CP Canadian Women's Open at the Ottawa Hunt. I just pause and always say Ottawa Hunt because I said London Hunt nine times this week on
TV.
Too
many hunt courses.
Too many hunts. I'm a member at Toronto Hunt. No, this is Ottawa Hunt. Love Lori. Not only a great ambassador for the game in Canada and a great player, but just one of my favorite people in the
Wonderful
game
lady.
Of Canadian golf, which not surprised that she's from Prince Edward Island because maybe the best Canadians in the land from the East Coast. Love East Coast Canadians.
You know all my family's from PEI.
I know. I like you, Bob. I do like you.
There it is, folks.
You know, you can put that.
I've
always been about, even before we started working together, I always liked Bob. Even before that. I like, how do you not like Bob Weeks?
Feelings mutual.
On the other hand, I get I always get, like, people always ask me, so how do you like you and Weeksy getting along? You get along? I go, that's more a question for Bob. I'm like, if you can't get along with Bob, you got a problem.
Listen, you
but you try
to
get along with Zaquito,
oh, no,
okay?
No, no.
We got Joseph McLaughlin coming
in.
He's going to call us around 8:30, and they've got a new product they're launching.
It's a cool cart. It's a cool cart.
Yeah. It's got all these, and I was surprised at the price point, because normally those gadgets that are in that product are a lot more. Not that, you know, this product, you still get what you pay for in life, but I was thinking, like, you know, $2,000, something like that. It's well below that, and I was surprised at the price point, so we're going to talk about that. Graham Dillette we'll hear from later on that you spoke to at the PGA Championship. We'll hear from Scully. Lots to get to. Let's do some news and headlines.
News and headlines is brought to you by Golf PEI. With 400 fairways within a 45-minute drive, PEI is a golfer's paradise. Visit golfpei.ca to book your golf vacation and discover why PEI is Canada's number one golf destination.
And Bob, you know, before I forget, we'll probably plug this a few times throughout the show today. It's the last week of 20 Weeks of TaylorMade.
Yes.
So it's your last chance to win a custom set of golf clubs from TaylorMade and, of course, the VIP trip to PEI.
And you still have time to enter and win.
Yes. Yeah. We still do this. We got from now till Wednesday. So follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, download the podcast, subscribe, etc. You do all the social media stuff, and you can still win, even if you just jump in now.
I got to say, I'm always impressed at how you can run off how you qualify, because there's like 33 ways to qualify, and you just seamlessly do it every week on TV and radio. No notes, folks. He's just got it all down pat in that little brain of his.
The minute I start to read a note, I think the show's going to come to a screeching halt. It's just going to be awful. Bob, let's start at the FedEx Cup, because the Wyndham Championship goes this weekend, and this is wild card weekend in the world of golf, and I am happy and thrilled that Mr. David Hearn is playing well. He is 5 under par after the first two rounds. That is well off the lead, but more importantly, it is solid enough to currently project him at 124, which of course gets his PGA Tour card locked in and makes him a part of the playoffs.
And it's, you know, he's not out of the woods yet.
No, we have two rounds to go.
I was sitting on the couch last night trying to figure this all out, and there's no way. I mean, you can't figure it out. But there's enough guys around that 120 to 130 mark still in this tournament that he's got to keep his nose down and go hard. And the same thing for Brad Fritsch, who is a little different situation. He's currently 205. He needs to stay inside the top 200. That guarantees him at least web status next year and a chance to get his PGA Tour card status back through the web.com tour playoffs. But if you're outside 200,
then you're really in trouble.
He's going to be up here in Canada playing.
Now, the good news for Fritchie, playing well.
Yes.
7 under par, currently projected to move up 13 spots to 192, which would get that done. But he's got to keep the pedal down for the weekend. And the hardest thing with Fritchie was a different story between him and Hearnsey, where the sense that Brad, you can't set your schedule. You don't know when you're getting starts. It's
right.
A hard way to play professional golf, to be in that gray area of the PGA Tour where you've kind of got one foot in and one foot out all the time. That's what was so huge about McKenzie's win earlier in the season. When you get that schedule and you're like, okay, I know I'm going to be able to play three or four times here in the early part of the season, and you win, changes your life forever.
Exactly. Oh, so, for sure.
Speaking of changing life forever, sticking with the Canadiana theme, rumor mill. Well, let's start before the rumor mill. Let's start with the facts. We know that this Monday, the city council in Oakville will officially come down with a decision on Glen Abbey being recognized potentially as a heritage site. Now, I know there's been a lot of good news to this point that the committee's met and they've said, yes, we want to go to city council with this and we're trying to save Glen Abbey. I get that. Bob, I am not holding my breath on this. We're talking millions and millions of dollars in taxes to the city of Oakville of 3,000 homes. I don't know. I hope Glen Abbey stays, but I'm, like I said, I'm treating it as a bonus. I don't think
Yeah, so essentially the Oakville committee voted to put it on to council. Council's going to vote it on Monday, and apparently council's going to pass it, but it's still a long way from stopping the shovels. So that if that happens, from what I understand talking to someone out there yesterday, essentially Clublink would likely appeal it. It would go to the Ontario Heritage group committee, and it would be tied up for 100 years.
Oh,
and
my Lord.
Anyway, it's going to be, it's a long way. It's a positive step if you are in the camp that you want to keep Glen Abbey, and it's certainly helping it. It's an interesting way they got it to be a heritage site. If you read the documents, it's like a 900-page document. I didn't read it all, obviously. But it's the next step we'll find out on Monday at City Council in Town Council, whatever it is, in Oakville. It's
going to be interesting to watch this one unfold, but... I don't know where I sit on this because obviously I love Glen Abbey, I love its history, etc. But I also, you know, hey, I also believe that if you own the land and it's been zoned for housing, you should be able to do what you want with it, right?
You know what? So you know what it's like to me? It's like Maple Leaf Gardens.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of memories there. It's a great place. There's lots of stuff, but maybe we can build a new place where we can create new memories.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good analogy. Rory, what is going on? He's playing? Rory has committed to the Northern Trust Open, which is the new name of the Barclays, the opening event of the FedEx Cup playoffs. This is the guy that was going to shut it down for the rest of the year because he can't hit balls for more than 12 minutes or he's in pain. Why is he playing golf, Bob?
I have no idea. He sat on the podium at the Flash area after his round last Sunday and said, "You might not see me for the rest of the year, or you might see me next month. I don't know yet." So I guess now we do know. He's going to play. I guess he feels good enough that he can keep it going.
Solheim Cup is going on. America beating Europe. You and I have already talked off the air about the fact that we wish this was America versus the rest of the world because we think it would be an unbelievable competition. Michelle Wee, funny, showing up one day in the wrong uniform. Brittany Marchand, congratulations to her. She wins the CPGA Women's Championship, PGA of Canada Women's Championship, just down the road in Scarborough this week.
Nice play beat Augusta James in a playoff.
Yep. That congratulations, sir. And of course, Lori Kane finishing the top 10 in that event. And Lori and Brittany and Augusta making their way to Ottawa now for the CP Canadian Women's Open. All right, let's take a break on the other side. We'll hear from JT with Bob one-on-one. He won the big one, the last major of the year. Is he player of the year? Bob and I will tee that up as well next. This is GTC.
This segment of GTC was brought to you by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Speaking of TaylorMade, Mr. Scully and I, you'll be away. You'll be in Ottawa, so you can't join us. But Mr. Scully and I will be at Glen Abbey. Maybe Skulls and I will save Glen Abbey. We'll just like handcuff ourselves to something. But we're going out there for a TaylorMade media day and product release this Thursday.
This is the time of year when all the new toys come out.
And what I'm hearing is that the product that we're going to see on Thursday is geared towards a player of Scully's stature. No, just a good player. Tall people, yes. Tall, good-looking, athletic young people.
That's right.
I don't know why I was invited. I don't know. Apparently, someone's got to hold a microphone.
That's right.
So I'm going. But yeah, apparently Forge product coming.
Nice.
Driving iron product coming. So
I think that driving iron market is going to be big in the next couple of years. We'll see a lot of guys on tour using them, and that's going to spill down, I think.
Well, I'm excited to see what we're going to see on Thursday. I can't say anymore. I know more. But I'm not allowed to say anymore. But we're going to leave it at that. Now, JT gets the win. Final major of the year. We're not allowed to say Glory's last shot anymore because the FedEx Cup is there.
That was their slogan. it's a major.
It's a major.
It's major.
Boy, who came up with that? Yeah. Someone got paid for that. That's the sad part. For me, unless Jordan Spieth wins an event in the FedEx Cup playoffs. If Jordan Spieth can win an event in the FedEx Cup playoffs, I think, okay, well, now we have a discussion. But as far as I'm concerned right now, there is no discussion. Four wins and a major, he's the player of the year for me.
I think so. I don't think you can really dispute that. It was kind of weird because they sort of bookended, right? Start of the season, end of the season. He did some stuff in the middle, obviously, but the wins came in different spots. But man, what a good player. And I couldn't believe, you know, when you see him, you can't believe how tiny he is. He's not a big dude at all. And he just hammers that thing.
Now, question, theoretically speaking, because this is a problem that we don't have yet, But if Jordan Spieth wins, and then you know what? I got to be honest with you guys. I'd be shocked if Jordan didn't win a playoff event. He's kind of still playing okay. He did not have the week he wanted at Quail Hollow. But, you know, we're still only a couple weeks removed from that epic performance of the British Open. Maybe he wins again. If he wins again, then what? Like, then what? Because it is, to me, it's so close now.
I think he'd have to win the Tour Championship.
To put you over the edge? Why, Bob? Because is it because that JT won the winners only event earlier this year in Hawaii?
He won that one and he shot the 59.
Yes.
I don't know. You'd have to look at it. And you know, if I'm a player and I'm voting on the player of the year, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'd do. I really don't. It would be tough.
You know, we only have a couple minutes here because we got to get to this interview, but quickly. You know the other thing I think about too? It's almost like the Wayne Gretzky effect. It's like if Gretzky scored 80 goals, it didn't mean anything because he scored 92 once.
Right.
So like Jordan's like created a bar for himself where if he's just done something he's already done before and he's in a tie situation, you're going to maybe give it to the guy who's never done it before, which is Justin Thomas, which is unfair to Jordan.
It is.
But it's kind of the way it is when you find that kind of level of success. All right. Speaking of Justin Thomas, 24 years old, 4 wins, a major. Right now, player of the year. He went one-on-one with Weeksy.
Justin, congratulations. Wonderful win out there. Take me back to this morning when you got to the golf course or when you were on your way to the golf course. What was your mindset? What were you thinking about?
Just thinking about it is just another day. It really was, although it's a major championship. I had a great opportunity to win. It's still another round of golf, and I need to go out there and do my own thing. And Jimmy and I just need to go do what we do, and that's play golf and stick to our game plan and just be mentally strong and kind of not let anything phase us or affect us. And I feel like we did a great job of that, but it just went by so slow. I just wanted to get out and get playing so bad. And once I kind of got out, I did some putting, went physio, had lunch, and then once I started my warm-up, it all went by so fast, and here I am.
During the course of the round, early on, or as you get to the back nine, it starts to jam up. It's pretty congested all day. At one point, I think 5 players tied mm-hmm. for the lead. Were you aware of that, and what did you think about that point?
I was. It was when I walked up on 12 green. I hit a great drive there and a really good second shot in, and I'm walking up, and Hideki had just bogeyed 11, and he was in a bad spot on 12, so it looked like he was going to make bogey. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm probably going to take the lead here because he was at 7, or I make birdie and whatever. And then I get up there and I see there's 5 people at 7 under. So I'm like, well, looks like I'm fending off a little bit more than just Hideki. And it had to be an unbelievable tournament to watch. I'm hoping I can watch the coverage and kind of watch how it all unfolded, because I know Rick was making a charge. I know P. Reed was making a charge. Francesco was making a charge. And obviously Kiz and Stroud and then Hideki. I mean, it was just such a great tournament. And I'm just extremely honored and humbled to be at the top of it.
10th hole, that putt that'll probably be replayed for highlights forever. Walk me through the 10 seconds from when, in your mind, from when the putt stops on the lip to when it actually falls over the edge.
When it first stopped, I swear, I honestly thought, like, this is going to go in. There's no way it doesn't, because, I mean, gravity, the green slopes this way, and the grain's going that way, which is why I thought it was going to come back right in the first place, and it didn't. And I'm like, how does this stop? And you can kind of tell when a ball is too far outside the edge or when it's close. And when it stopped there, I'm like, this thing has to go in. It has to. And I just turned, and then kind of, like, looked at it, and it didn't look like it was moving. I turned around. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I just hit an unbelievable 3-wood in there. I didn't hit a very good chip, but I hit a putt I felt like should have gone in, and it didn't. And then I wasn't even looking, and the crowd went nuts, and I was like, here we go. I
guess you didn't even see it go in?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Wow.
I got a question here. I was going to ask you about your dad, but everyone's asked you about your dad. He's a club pro. Your grandfather's a club pro. I want to ask you about your mom. What did she mean to you, and what does this win, do you think, mean to her?
It's awesome. I mean, for both my parents to be there for my first, or for them to be there for their first win, and they could see in person in Hawaii and then see the next one. And then for this major to be able to share that with both of them. But my mom has driven me and taken me to so many tournaments, junior tournaments, high school, amateur, college. And my dad, just being a club pro, he couldn't come to as many. And I mean, my mom has probably missed less than 20 events in my entire life. And she's seen me play a lot of golf. She's seen some highs and some lows, and this is definitely the high for us right now.
I'm assuming there's going to be a celebration. I've seen all sorts of social media pictures of you celebrating with your friends. What are we going to see in those pictures on Snapchat? And before you answer, there's a strong rumor that the Wanamaker Trophy holds 43 beers, apparently. So
we're going to I'll fill it to the brim at some point. I'm not as worried about the celebration right now. I'm so exhausted. I just am ready to go to sleep and get home. But I mean, I have a week off and then the playoffs start. So I'm going to try to get my game and everything in shape to be ready for the playoffs. And then once the off season comes in this winter, then I think that's when the celebration will really start.
Justin, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Another great young winner, great interview too, Bob. I love the question about his mom as well, because obviously his lineage and connection to the PGA of America through his father and grandfather is the automatic. And, you know, I guarantee you there was two parents getting up at stupid times driving exactly. a kid to go do something he loves. So. Yeah. If you are in the market thinking about a motorized walking vehicle, we're going to talk to Joseph McLuckie from JPSM Golf coming up next at Stewart Golf and Motocaddy. Motocaddy has a brand new product that is a Wi-Fi GPS. This thing kind of does it all, and I'm surprisingly does it for a low price, $1,250, which is shockingly low to me. I'm going to ask Joseph about that because usually price tags are higher. How they were able to offer this product in the marketplace at this price, we'll talk to Joseph next. This is GTC.
This segment of GTC presented by Acura was brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by Motocaddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Our next guest, a friend of the show, a sponsor of the show. You've seen him on Golf Talk Canada television. You've heard him on Golf Talk Canada radio. I feel like I'm introducing like our headliner for the evening. Right. Try the veal. He's here all week. The president of JPSM Golf and the distributor of Stewart Golf and Motocaddy here in Canada, Joseph McLuckie, joining us now. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Joseph, before we get into this latest product, am I wrong to think that, like, my first instinct when I look at the S5 Connect, which I want to talk to you about this morning, was I was shocked at the price. Because when I look at Stewart Golf, which is, you know, maybe, you know, a little more typically the higher end, the custom type of line where you want all the gadgets, when I look at a Stewart Golf model that has similar capabilities of this Motocaddy model, it's like $3,000. So am I right to understand that this, like, at this price point of $1,250, that this is like really aggressive?
You're 100% accurate. And that was one of the discussions when the product was being created. I can go back even further, 5-6 years ago, when we actually literally had a product ready to go. It was going to be on the front page of the catalog, and we walked away from it because of the price. You know, if you look at a GPS watch or a laser finder or a Garmin or whatever, you know, you're talking $400 or $500. What we've done is we've put GPS technology in our golf cart for effectively $100 more than the cart that comes before it without it. So it's very aggressive.
Okay, so let's just get into the bones here of this S5 Connect. So I'm looking at it right now, and essentially it's got a GPS, a little screen on the handle, and you connect it with your phone. Is that how it works?
Absolutely. So what you do is, whether it's the, you know, the Android store or the Apple store, you go in and you download the app onto your phone. So it's free. So we've already...
I like free.
There's free. There's already 30,000 people globally have downloaded the app. Wow. And I can assure you we haven't sold 30,000 S5s. So people are using the app. People at my club are using the app. So you download the app onto your phone. When you get your S5 Connect, when you first get it, you pair your phone to your cart. So you open it up, you put it into pairing mode, just like you would when you jump in a new car and you're going to pair your phone to your car. And then when you go play golf, you open up your app, you plug in your battery in your cart, it pairs, you bring up the course you're going to play, so whether it's, you know, Toronto, Weston, York Downs, and you throw your phone in your bag, and that's it. Now wow. now everything's reading out on the screen, as well as it'll give you, and you can turn notifications on or off, it'll give you incoming text messages, incoming phone calls. So you're not going and checking your bag. You can see what's happening while you're on the golf course. So so the whole premise behind it was to make it simple, to make it affordable, but also to increase the pace of play and increase the enjoyment of the game.
Now, from an electric trolley standpoint, Joseph, away from the GPS capabilities of what you've suggested with the app and your phone and whatnot, the card itself, what does it do? What's the Bluetooth technology in the actual cart in terms of how it performs on the golf course?
Well, it really, all it's doing is it's the same frame as our regular S series frame, which is our most popular model. There's a module, so a Bluetooth module was designed using one of the leading technology companies in the world, and it's very, very simple. So it's basically it shares. You know, motors and control boxes and all those technologies as the other carts do, but it's basically just got a different screen in it, which is being driven off of your smart device. So technology-wise, it's tried and true, so we know that we're just adding a feature to it, so which is a nice thing when you're going down a new route.
Joseph, we had our producer here, Adam Scully, taking one of your units for a test drive this year. And I know he was pretty excited about it. And I'm trying to think now, and I'm just guessing here, is the usage, I don't even know if you have any way to track this, but is the usage of these units getting younger? Like, are more younger people starting to use these things? Because it seems to me that when I see people out in my golf course anyway, it's not like my dad who's 85, he's got one, but it's all kinds of people.
Yeah, that's Mark and I talked about that when we did the feature for TV, is that people, I think when I got into the business 11 years ago, I mean, the users were 60 plus and but the units looked geriatric. And with the units changing, certainly the Stewart units have never looked geriatric. But I think what's happened is people want to walk. They realize when you walk, you'll play better because you get into the rhythm of the game. You feel the ground under your feet. So then that just naturally skews a little bit younger. But also technology, I think, skews it younger. People are more comfortable with technology, and they tend to be younger. So, you know, my customers today, if I look at people who walk into our showroom now, you know, they're probably in their late 40s, early 50s, or somebody like Adam. Young guys that want to go out and, you know, they don't want to ride, they don't want to push. And so now you've got a push cart with a motor and you're just walking along and you've got a caddy with you. So technology's got something to do with it, but I just think people are just more aware now of what's beneficial for their game.
We're with Joseph Mitlucky from JPSM Golf, of course, Moto Caddy, Stewart Golf. They're the leaders in electric trolleys, and Joseph can hook you up with any product you could possibly imagine here in Canada. All custom, all up the line here with Stewart Golf as well as Moto Caddy. Obviously talking about the new S5 Connect today with Joseph. Priced very aggressively at $1,250, which is shockingly low for a cart that has this much in it. Joseph, before we let you go, I'm just curious, what do you think's coming next? What's the next wave of this? Obviously, in North America, you know, we're starting to get accustomed to this product. We're seeing it come into our golf courses. There's leasing programs at private golf clubs. There's people purchasing these. And we're starting to catch up to Europe in terms of this being a product that you see on the regular. But in terms of technology and what's coming, where can they go from here? Where do you see this product 5 years from now?
Well, I talk to the UK guys, both Stewart and Moto Caddy, on a regular basis, and I think what you will see, and I know what you will see, is you will see things like GPS technology or GPS modules move into a lot of products, so I know what's going to come down the road. I think that the key is lithium battery technology and what lithium can do as far as reliability, longevity, durability, because that's always been one of the big negatives around this product is that, you know, when you build a product, you're looking for the fail points. And when we had lead acid, I mean, every Monday the phone rang and people's batteries were dying because they weren't taken care of properly. So we call this a smart cart, but I think what you will eventually see, you will see smart battery technology. Well, you know, we've discussed literally that we can have a battery that you could plug into your computer and we could tell you, we could diagnose faults. We could tell you how many rounds you've played with it. We can tell you your average pace of play. We can tell you. So there's just going to be things that are going to enhance someone's comfort zone with the product, which I think is huge. But look at cars today. Look at what they can what they can tell you. So it's just going to be to ease of use, ease to own and maintain a product, so that when you go out there, it's kind of almost like worry free, which I think is critical, because we see that from the calls we get. Some of the calls we get, you know, during the buying making process or the decision, you know, to get a product. They're all good questions, but if we can eliminate that up front, that's going to be huge.
Joseph, all great stuff. Exciting new product here at a very good price point. I don't know if you can do any better than this here with the new S5. Thanks for coming on this morning, and hope to see you soon. We got to play golf before the year's over as well. We were supposed to do that, and we have yet to do that. But, you know, Bob and I just talk about golf. We don't get to actually play it anymore, so we got to try to make that happen.
Well, I mean, that's a misnomer. If you're in the golf business, the last thing you do is play
golf.
That's
right. So. Joseph, have a great weekend, and I hope you get to hit it at some point. Take care.
Take care.
Joseph McLucky, jpsmgolf.com. Check it out, jpsmgolf.com. If you're in the market for this and you've been considering this, this new S5 is the best you will do, bang for the buck. That is hands down. I was actually, the first thing I realized, when I looked at the price and went, really? Because there's normally like 3G, so that is incredible at $1,250. Very aggressive marketing there. On the other side, Graham Dillette with Bob. He had a great week at the PGA Championship. He's in the playoffs. Hopefully the back's healthy enough to go a long way. We'll talk to him next. This GTC.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC as we wrap up our national hour here. Graham Dillette currently projected to fall to 67th on the FedEx Cup points list, which is fine because he's not playing this week.
Right.
But that's well inside the top 70. So a good opportunity to start the playoffs in a decent position. And so if he's healthy and he plays well, a real good look at potentially a tour championship. If he's healthy, Bob, do we know anything about where his health is? Does he know? Does he wake up every day and just guess, like, what's it going to be?
Exactly right. Exactly. He said, you know, he said every day he wakes up and he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know how he's going to be. He spends a lot of time on the table getting crunched. You'll hear in this interview kind of what he goes through. But that's just the way he is. And I asked him, this isn't in the interview, but I said, why do you keep doing this? He says, the pay's not bad.
Well, it was a great weekend performance. Lots of fun on that back nine on Saturday. Ends up being a T7 at the PGA Championship. So I'm sure he's juiced about the rest of the season and hoping that he feels good enough to play, because obviously on a good wave right now. Here's Bob with Graham Dillette.
Graham Dillette, not quite as exciting a day as we had on Saturday, but still a pretty solid finish out there. This is your best finish ever in a major championship. Can you sum up today for us?
I felt like it was one of, I mean, pretty much every golfer will tell you that they always left a few out there and it could have been better, but I felt like that was really one of those days today. I played really, really nicely. I look back at the day and there's probably only two shots I'd want to do over, and I was only able to shoot two under par. I misread quite a few putts, but I played really, really nicely. I felt really calm all day. From the first tee to the 18th green, and I think that's something I can build on in the future.
I mentioned this is your best finish. You're going to get back spot back in next year's PGA Championship with your finish out here. If you look back on this week, considering that on the third or fourth hole you were just ready to pack it in, how satisfying is it, this finish?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that, I mean, I wouldn't say made it easy, but it made it easier. Like, I had no expectations. I was kind of felt like I was playing on house money once I made the cut. And I was just kind of, you know, my focus wasn't really on where I was on the leaderboard or anything like that. I was just trying to kind of get by. And I actually felt pretty good today for the most part. I was swinging it pretty well. And, yeah, it was it was a good week all in all, especially coming in how I felt.
Good week, and this has been a pretty solid season for you overall. I mean, know the improvements of the putting we've talked about. How do you assess what you've done so far to this point?
Yeah, I feel like it's starting to clean up. I think the last couple months, even though the results haven't been there, I feel like I've been playing well. There was a couple weeks, Greenbrier and Canadian Open, I actually didn't really putt that well, but I felt like I played decent. And this week, I felt like I did everything pretty well. The couple times that I, you know, had a couple short side, couple, you know, this rough, kind of tricky, and you know, I felt like I hit some good little chip shots. My bunker game was pretty tidy, even though I, you know, didn't get them all up and down. But all in all, I feel like my game's in a pretty good spot.
That's not bad considering that you got the playoffs and you got a week off, but then you got 4 weeks hopefully to get down to the Tour Championship. Is that the goal for the end of this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's where we all want to be at the start of the year, is that Tour Championship. And I feel like if I do what I have to do to get there, then, you know, maybe I'll give Nicky Price something to think about. I'd like to be back on that team. But I got a long ways to go, but I feel like my game's trending in the right direction.
Can let the beer grow for the playoffs?
I think so, yeah, probably.
Good luck out there.
Okay, thanks, man.
Playoff beard is an absolute must. If all things go as scheduled here, Bob, with David Hearn continuing to play well this weekend, we'll have five Canadians in the FedEx Cup playoffs, which is kind of cool, with Hearn, Dillette, Mackenzie Hughes, Nick Taylor, and Adam Hadwin. And Dillette just kind of hinting there, hey, maybe a good playoff run, maybe a good push here the last 2 weeks.
Be nice.
And you never know. With Mike Weir and Adam Hadwin, part of that international team, you never know. Maybe Graham Dillette gets the call.
He's 21st on the list of President's Cup, so he could, you know, make a little run. But he put a Twitter poll out this week about his beard, even though he said he would do it there. But here's the results of the vote.
All right.
45%, he asks, should the beard make a comeback? 45% said, hell yes.
Right.
16%, your beard was stupid. and 39% said, only for the playoffs. And then I love this. This one came in. So he said, yep, the beard, looks like the beard is back. This is a tweet from Marilyn Dillette. That's Graham's mom.
Yes.
No!
Yes, there's nothing worse than a mother wants than to cover up her baby boy's face with all that beard. But I'm sorry, Mom. It's a playoff beard. I'm with it. Let's go for the playoffs.
That's right.
The playoffs are over. You take the beard off. You are Canadian. It is very much like a hockey playoff. So there we go. All right. Well, listen, if you're not listening to us in a select market like Hamilton or Toronto and you're going to miss the next 30 minutes, get on your TSN Go app. Get on the iHeartRadio app because we have Lori Kane coming up next. And always an interesting interview and one of my favorite people in the world of Canadian golf. You do not want to miss that. We have some Scully time. We're going to do leaderboard updates from around the world of golf. And if you're not going to do that, then you're going to miss the last 30 minutes. But thank you for listening to us coast to coast in our national hour. Remember, last week, Bob, this is it. If you want a custom set of TaylorMade golf clubs.
Last chance.
Well, this is the last chance. It's over $3,000 of TaylorMade golf equipment, along with a VIP trip for four to Prince Edward Island to play golf. The price tag on this is crazy, and it costs nothing. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at golf.canada. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Like us on Facebook, GTC TV and Radio, and join a Facebook group. If you do all five things, you have five ballots this week when we draw, random draw, anyone who does that, and you'll have an opportunity to win that custom. And it's the whole tour van experience as well. You'll wear the suit and go through the custom thing where they tell you how bad you are and why your swing's bad. And then they fix you with equipment. It's great.
You did all that, folks, without reading anything, by the way. He listed all exactly how you can enter, those 19 ways you can enter without
Unbelievable.
Reading.
So I love the custom fitting. All joking aside, custom fitting experience, if you've never done it, it's you really learn a lot cool. about your golf swing.
You sort of see a 3D figure of yourself and your swing from all sorts of angles.
Yes.
And it really does make, if you're not playing with custom fit clubs, you know, you're really robbing yourself.
Yeah, you're cheating yourself of just enjoyment of the game, because you will play better automatically for just doing that. So get in and join us on that. Bob and I will do Lori Kane coming up next. We'll also do a Scully time. We're going to have leaderboard updates and some other thoughts as well, because, you know, I want to get Scully's opinion on why Rory's playing golf. Like, this makes no sense that Rory has said Northern Trust Open after that big speech.
Yeah. Don't know when I'm going to play anymore. You might not see me for the rest of the year.
And
you
now
might see me, but you might not see me.
It's so weird.
I'm playing next week.
And he threw the FedEx Cup under the bus when he did it. And now he's
not to mention the race to Dubai.
And the race to Dubai. Yeah. So we're going to get Scully's thoughts on that as well. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at GolfTalkCanada.ca. We'll be right back with more GTC. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC, Zucchino, Weeks. Big week, Bob. Canadian golf, the CP Canadian Women's Open in the nation's capital this week.
What's the course?
The Ottawa Hunt. I'm going to get that right. I'm just going to keep saying Ottawa. If I call it the London Hunt one more time.
I'm surprised you don't call it the Toronto Hunt.
I know.
Your course.
Well, I know that it's out there. They'd have to play the nine holes twice. Would not be a great ladies' championship. So our next guest is just huge for the game of Canadian golf. She's a four-time winner on the LPGA Tour, a wonderful ambassador for the sport, a member of the Order of Canada, a member of the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame, and more important than all of that, one of the nicest people you'll meet in the game of Canadian golf, Lori Kane, joining us. Lori, how are you this morning?
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
We're good. We're good. Now, are you in Ottawa already, or you're on your way?
I am in Ottawa.
And coming off a great finish this week, top 10 finish at the PGA of Canada Women's Open at Scarborough Golf Club. So feeling good about the game as we head into CP Women's Championship this week?
Yeah, it was nice to get a card in my hand for a couple of days, and boy, Scarborough was a really nice treat to play, an old classic, and the greens were, I don't mind telling you, probably the best I've played this year.
Wow. Well, they always had, that's down the street from my house, and those greens, that's the reason why I'm a habitual three putter right now, Lori, because I just playing on those greens have just like freaked me, it's just totally freaked me out.
Well, I can understand that, but they were awesome speed, and I think it really probably a good test leading into this week.
Hey, Lori, how are you?
I'm great, Bob.
Listen, tell me a little bit about what it means for you to come to this tournament. Every year, I know it's a treat, but put it in perspective now to go back to the Canadian Women's Open. What this means on your calendar every year?
Well, it's very important for a couple of reasons. I mean, I think everyone knows how proud I am to be Canadian and to be able to showcase women's golf across this great nation. To be in the nation's capital this week, coming with the celebration of 150, what the railway has meant to Canada from, you know, east to west, and then what Canadian Pacific has meant to Canadian women's golf. We wouldn't be where we are without the railway's influence. So for me, it's two things. One, I get to be a golfer and really try to do my best and to play the best I can. But also probably as important is that we will help raise some money for CHEO this week. Xander, the child ambassador, one of many that I've met over the years as the ambassador to the Canadian Women's Open, it's huge. I mean, I'm just happy to be here. I told you this before, Bob. I'm not trying to play ceremonial golf. I really am trying to play the best that I can and to put myself in contention. But who knows what that will look like, but I'll be doing my best.
Yeah, and I can speak to that firsthand because every time I see Lori, it's usually at Lake Nona Golf Club, and she's usually practicing till all hours and constantly grinding. So I'm sure you're going to do quite well this week, Lori. Have you had an opportunity to see this golf course since the renovation changes? I know they've spent some money up there at the Ottawa Hunt, and it's a little different than maybe the last time you were there. Have you had a chance to go around yet?
Mark, we had a look at it in June at the press day, and yes, there's quite a bit of changes. Most importantly, I guess, for the members, they're going to have a fantastic practice facility. And that side of the golf course, there has been some really good changes. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, tournament. I'm trying to get my head around what it looked like before, and probably I shouldn't be trying to do that because I've just confused this old brain of mine. But it is a good test to golf, and I think the girls will really like it. I mean, I've been here. I played in 1994, I think, with Des Moines. And then the last time we were here, and now this coming week, so it's an exciting time.
So I want you to give me a perspective that very few people can. Maybe you, maybe Mike Weir, maybe Don Crow Jones, of going into a tournament as the overwhelming Canadian hope, like Brooke is going to get this week, and she is going to do it in her backyard. I can't even imagine what the crowds and what the atmosphere has been like. But you have done this. A lot of years. In fact, I think I remember one year at the Ottawa, the other Ottawa club, Royal Ottawa, where you were basically trying to save the tournament as well as trying to compete in it all at the same time. But put that into perspective of what you think Brooke is going to go through this week.
Well, I can tell you, I don't think I've ever played this close. Well, Halifax maybe was the closest I would have come. And yes, there's going to be a ton of not only her own expectations, but everyone else's. And, I think she'll handle it. But at the same time, it's our job to, or at least mine, to kind of help her. I'll take away some stress, I hope. She's part of the CP team, which I think is fantastic. Smith Falls is an important part to the railway, but more importantly to Brooke, I think she's just going to come in and play. Brooke has this, a very strong mental approach to the game. And again, you know, I've said this 1,000 times and I'll say it again. She really does have that goalie mentality where she is not afraid to put herself out in front and be, you know, accepting of the situation that she may face. And if a goal goes in, that's no problem. We'll make it better the next time. So, I think it'll be an exciting week just to see how many fans will be here to support Brooke and the rest of the Canadians. But yeah, we're in her backyard, and I'm going to try to do my best to help her, as well as myself, to put the best show, best foot forward and do the best that she can and what I can do as well.
Lori, before we let you go, just curious what the rest of the year might look like for you in terms of where you might play, how much you might play, and what point you might wind it down for 2017 and start looking at 2018.
Well, that's a good one, Mark. I've been invited to play down in New Zealand. I had written for an invitation and called upon a young lady by the name of Lydia Coe to maybe put a good word in for me. And within 24 hours, well, within 24 hours of asking her just to help me out, I got an invitation to play. So that will be the latter part of September. After that, I'm not quite sure. I have also written for some invites to play the Middle East Tour swing on the LET, but we'll just sit and wait. If nothing else happens, I will be home in Prince Edward Island for the most part of the fall, in and out. We've got one more Legends Tour event, kind of a team fun thing to do down in Boston. My dad's a significant birthday for my dad is in October, so I'll make sure I'm there. And then we'll see. I'll probably be back at Lake Nona hitting the gym pretty hard. We've got a great opportunity coming up in 2018 with the first senior women's U.S. Open.
Exactly.
Along with the senior LPGA championship. So I think I'm not ready to hang them up. I'll be looking to play wherever I can, whenever I can.
Well, that's great. And any time in Prince Edward Island is a good time. So that's good as well. And happy birthday to your father. That's fantastic. And I know you're going to have a blast in New Zealand. A friend of mine, Phil Tatarangi, is part of that tournament staff team. And I know they can't wait to show off their championship and treat the players like gold. That's their opportunity. Their goal is to make everybody want to come back and play that tournament. So I know you're going to have a blast down in New Zealand, Lori. And I will bother you this January, February, when I'm down at Lake Nona, I will bug you to play golf. So,
well, if you don't, I'll be really upset with you.
Well, I'll buy the end. I'll buy the out in Prince Edward Island.
There you go. Lori, good luck this week. We'll be watching. We'll be following. Play great. Have a great week, and go get it.
Thanks very much, guys.
Lori Kane, there she is, member of Canadian Golf Hall of Fame, and just such a wonderful ambassador for the sport in Canada. And you know, it's amazing, Bob, because I was going to ask her that, and you know, you asked the question that I was curious about, because Lori was Brooke for a decade plus this country, and had responsibilities beyond just being Brooke, like when maybe tournaments weren't as healthy as they are today as well. On top of it, so it was another layer of. I guess responsibility, so to speak, and I don't know if there's anybody more qualified that you could ask for Brooke's position than what Lori.
Well,
Kane
what
is.
She does for that tournament is unbelievable, and they're going to raise a ton of money. She mentioned CHEO, which is the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, and she has been the face of that going in for the last few years. She does this beautiful stuff with little videos with they have a child who from the hospital and everything, and the amount of money they raise out of this tournament is spectacular.
That's awesome. Well, always great to talk to her, and I hope she plays great this week at the Ottawa Hunt. I did it again. Have yet to call it London or Toronto Hunt. We're on like a 60-minute run here of perfection.
And she mentioned all the other Canadians who are in the field, by the way. Brittany Marchand, yes. And Elena Sharp, yes. And Augusta James. It's going to be a nice group. AC Tangay's there. It's good.
On the other side, we will do leaderboard updates. We will do Scully time, but we will get into why Rory is playing. Now, Craig Lochrie from Golf Ontario and Golf Canada, wears dual hats.
Yep.
He's not happy with his decision from Rory. I will not publicly read what he sent to me, but he would just like to suggest this, that maybe Rory should be a little stronger in the department of maybe thinking a little bit more like Jordan Spieth, just suggesting that maybe Rory is, I don't know, aloof to some of this stuff, for lack of a better term. I don't know. And Rory has had that... kind of shot, like Steve Elkington suggested that on Twitter a little while ago, and a little lackadaisical, maybe not paying as much attention anymore as what he used to.
Maybe.
And will this change how history looks at him if we continue down this road 4 or 5 years from now? Because, man, out of the gates, pretty good, and then the last 3 years, kind of in neutral, with all due respect to his wins on the FedEx Cup and whatnot. But we thought we would be sitting at a career Grand Slam right now with Rory, and we're not. And as you have outlined many times, the longer that elephant goes, it tends to not get completed.
Yeah, the guys who've won it all have won their fourth one within 3 years of winning their
three
third
tries.
One, right?
And we're outside of that now with Rory. He would be the first. So we'll do that next with Scully. This is GTC.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Zucchino, Weeks, Scully now in with us. Before we get to some Scully time, let's do some leaderboard updates. PGA Tour, Wyndham Championship, Wild Card Weekend before we head into the FedEx Cup playoffs. Ryan Armour, who most of you would not know if you hit them with your car, is tied for the lead with Webb Simpson. That is a one-shot lead over Henrik Stenson, which I don't even know why he's playing, trying to improve his spot in the FedEx Cup rankings heading into the playoffs. This is a weird start for me for Henrik. Hunter Mahan, 10 under par, 3 off the lead, just trying to get status. He looks like he's going to vault to 168th, but Hunter needs to win if he's going to keep his full-time status on the if he's going to play next year full-time on the PGA Tour. Fritchie doing well, and of course David Hearn moving in the right direction, Bob. Projected at 124. This is an important week for Hearn.
125 is that magic number. You got to stay within there. The European Tour has an event in Fiji right now. How about that? And look at this. Mike Weir is playing, and he is T16 at the moment, 4 under par. He hasn't finished under par in a tournament, by the way, since 2015 CIMB Classic.
Wow.
So good for Weir. He's playing over there, and a lot of names out here. Actually, it's not just a mail-in tournament here. Richard T. Lee, also of Canada, made the cut as well.
in the Web.com Tour, the New Sentinel Open. Ken Looper is for what a great golf name. Looper.
What a great name, yeah.
Ken Looper. 14 under par. That's a five-shot lead right now, clear of Ben Taylor with 36 holes to go. But Ben Silverman, who won last week, he's in a tie for 16th at 6 under par. And Ben, of course, on his way to the PGA Tour
it's a great
next
story.
Season.
Great story. The Champions Tour is the Dick's Sporting Goods Open. Two-way tie. Kevin Sutherland, who many people say looks like me, and Wes Short Jr. are tied at 7-under. Mark Brooks, Russ Cochran, Corey Pavin, and Colin Montgomery are one shot back.
I will mention the Paul Laurie match play on the European Tour going on, just so I can say the Paul Laurie match play, because it is one of the most ridiculous names in all of professional golf. I didn't realize that Paul Laurie would actually like ever gain that much status that he has his own tournament. I mean, I know, in all due respect, he was gifted the British Open by Jan van de Velde as well, right? So maybe that's how that gets done. That's the greatest. Maybe that's it. He's the greatest receiver of an open gift in the history of the game. CGGA Tour is getting ready for the Mizuno National Junior Championship. That's their big one. Huge major. That's coming up for the kids on August 22nd to 25th. Also, Larry Ungerman Cup is coming up, and that's attributed to the late Larry Ungerman, who was part of the original team that started this tour. That's coming up for them as well. And on the GTA Am Tour, good luck to everybody. They come off a great loop here. They were at Cedar Bray last week. This week they're at Osprey Valley for the Mill Street Open, and then our friends at Golfway Tours, TJ Rule, Golfway Tours Open is Monday the 28th at Oshawa Golf Club, a great old Stanley Thompson out there at Oshawa. So good luck to everybody there, and get out and play. If you don't play the GTA Am Tour, you're thinking of putting your toe in the water, maybe now's a good time to do it before the summer's over, and that one at Oshawa is going to be fun on August the 28th. All right,
U.S.
guys.
Has a 2.5 point lead going into the next day of the
Solheim. Forgot Solheim. Yes.
And news alert, Michelle Wie has apparently showed up wearing the correct uniform today.
Oh, wow. And it fits LPGA standards.
Well, on
because, you know, these the belts that they're wearing that they call skirts have to turn into skirts next year. Right, they got to wear proper skirt. They're not allowing that anymore.
Did you guys see any of the opening that opening tee shot? It's a drivable par four, and there are 20,000 fans. And Lexi Thompson hit it to about 15 feet with a 3-wood, 286 downhill.
I got to be 100% honest with you, gentlemen, because I am unfiltered all the time.
Are you?
And after a major championship where I consume 9,000 hours of golf in 4 days, I try to watch as little as possible the next week of golf. Now I have watched some of the Wyndham Championship because I kind of have to.
Right.
I've not seen one shot struck, even in a highlight package of the Solheim.
Wow. It's pretty good. There's a lot of emotion. Yeah. You think there's
great.
A lot of emotion in the Ryder Cup?
No.
These women are
well, and,
at each
you
other.
Know, the history of Julie Ingster and Annika Stormsand is not a friendly one.
Well, you remember what happened last year, too, with Suzanne Pedersen and the...
Now, I will tell you this. I will watch tomorrow. I will watch Sunday. Yeah. I will watch the final. Because tomorrow's a big day at the Zucchino household with SummerSlam, which is a major on the wrestling calendar. So I'll go Solheim, Wyndham, SummerSlam, and not leave the couch tomorrow.
Now, Mark, I got to ask you as well. So last week we talked about you holing out from 87
yards.
Yes,
epic. They're putting a plaque in the ground.
Have you had any people
on said they're putting some plaque from your coming out the ground.
Any people on Twitter, you know, asking you for advice about how to hole out from 87 yards? Any autograph sign?
No, nothing like that. Those are all flukes, right? Like, it was a good shot, but it's a fluke. It goes in. 99.9% of the time, that ball's going to be inside 5 feet.
Yeah.
And hopefully you make a short putt and you go into a five-way tie at 5-under. That's what should have happened.
Right.
The hole got in the way.
Yeah.
The moment was there. Obviously the booze was flowing at a member desk. So there's a lot of things that lined up. And Mikey McLaughlin, who is a dear friend, president of Fox, 20th Century Fox in Canada, who does an incredible amount of work for our member guests at the Toronto Hump, who...
That's the best part.
Well, he worked so hard to make it a special day, and then he almost had a chance to win.
Yeah.
And the fact that I ripped it from his grasp, the victory. He had one hand on the trophy, and I ripped it away.
Oh,
I felt bad that it was Mikey.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
legendary.
Okay, boys, we got a few minutes left here. And Skull, like, I'm scratching my head here on this Rory thing, why he's playing golf.
Yeah.
After the big speech, he threw the FedEx Cup under the bus. The only thing on my radar is April, blah, 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 and the Masters, which I'm sure the PGA Tour loved to hear, considering the FedEx Cup has become important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does this make any sense to you at all?
Well, I feel like maybe after his round, he wasn't You always say there's that 24-hour rule after you play. You know, after you, like, you get mad at something, you know, take 24 hours.
Yeah, sleep on it.
So maybe he was not steaming at the media a little bit, but he's sort of just talking. It just sort of came out. I don't think he meant it that way. I'm sort of surprised that he is trying to play, but I mean, a lot of golfers are stubborn. Mm. You know, they want the chance to defend and make more money.
And we've got Race to Dubai as well. That
absolutely.
There's a lot of dough, bonus dough.
It's interesting because he says it doesn't really affect his golf swing that much, but it affects his everyday life. Like, it's spasming, like, if he's off the golf course.
He described it as sort of starting in the back and rolling around sort of underneath his breast area to the front. And he said it limits his practice, but it doesn't hurt as much when he plays. I guess there's the repetitive stuff is not good.
Right. Because I guess if you're just smashing balls for, like, at the same spot repeatedly, but if you're walking, it's warm and it's hot. And it is very interesting. I mean, he has changed his workout regimen pretty. You can tell he's definitely smaller in the upper body. He's not looking.
He said he hasn't lifted more than 25 pounds in a weight this entire year, for the last 12 months.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
But to me, like, I was screaming about that forever, and I'm a huge Rory fan. But to me, there's just way too much change. I think he is hurt. I think he needs time off, get healthy, and then get some normality, some routine in his life. I think, you know, getting married, three equipment changes, new this, new that.
New caddy.
Then
that's another thing. Who's going to caddy for?
That's what I mean. And we still don't know that. So I think when Tiger was still, like, before the most recent back issues with Tiger, and we'll go back to 2013 Tiger, when he was still winning five times in the Player of the Year, and then we looked at him in 2014 and things were not going so well.
Right.
I was always saying, go to the corner of the range, get away from this, go to a dark room, take some time off, and then go find the answers in the dirt and get away from teachers and this and that, and just go. Let your talent come to the surface. And if I was talking to Rory, that'd be my advice right now. Go get healthy. Don't touch a golf club. Feel healthy. Feel good. When you feel good and healthy again, go to a nice corner of the range at your home club by yourself and just swing and find the answers in the dirt. Flush the brain out. I think that's the issue.
Might work.
Well, and he certainly, I mean, he doesn't need any help with distance, right? I mean,
no.
He's only flying at 350.
Well, you fly at 350, and then you hit your sand wedge to 37 feet. Well, that ain't going to do it. Guys, I can't believe we run out of time again already. So
that was a jam-packed
show. Bob will be on the road this week at the CP Canadian Women's Open. So we'll do TV with Bob on location, me in studio, correct?
I want to tease one thing. We have a Brooke Henderson voiced essay that is
running. First-person essay.
That's very cool. Yeah. So we're going to have that for the show this week on Golf Talk Canada Television, and then Bob will be on the road for radio as well next week. And TJ Rule's coming in from Golfway Tours next week, so you and TJ and Bob.
Great.
So lots to talk about professional golf on Canadian soil, and maybe more information out of the Glen Abbey Oakville situation to talk about this time next week.
Yes.
Thanks everyone for listening. Remember, 20 weeks of TaylorMade, this is your last chance. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Golf Talk Canada. Subscribe to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, GTC TV and radio. And join our Facebook group. Do all five things. Custom fitting over $3,000 worth of golf equipment and a VIP trip for four to Prince Edward Island. Do it. Last chance to get in. We draw on TV this week. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at GolfTalkCanada.ca.